Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or especially where you should get your podcast from, podcasthealth.com. It's the greatest place to get your health podcast. That's podcasthealth.com. I'm your host of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, Dr. Mike Roizen, coming to you live from the Cleveland Clinic. And this week's stories for you are important. One, writing your future, why cursive tests your risk for dementia, and how to test it at home. That's our Roizen rule for a younger you, story number one. Our Roizen rule number two is, in fact, a blood test for Alzheimer's based on your gut. And a Roizen rule number three is vitamin D decreases pain. You want to get a lot of vitamin D3, not D2, but D3. Insist on that on the label, and you'll do much better. How much do you want? Enough to get your level between 50 and 80 nanograms per ml. At Omega Story of the Week, don't belly up to menopause symptoms. Our wellness foreplay, recovering your sense of smell and why that is so important. Longevity is the next disruptor, story number one. Marriage and cancer risk. Yes, being married decreases your risk of cancer. Why? Well, we'll talk about that. And longevity is the next disruptor, story number two is GLP. New studies show that drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy significantly lower the risk of cancer spread among four major tumor types, as well as deliver weight loss and cardiovascular benefits, as well as joint benefits and lung benefits. Yeah, the GLP-1s are one of the five new small molecules that give you a longevity, that is a healthy extra years, or as we say, a younger real age, that's your actual age as opposed to your calendar age, benefit. And that's the longevity is this next disruptor, story number two. Those five drugs and GLP-1s are easy to get now and will be inexpensive. And if you will, the Well Beyond Wellness story, measles outbreak still occurring, and a whole mess of people aren't prepared for it. Let's get into a couple of those. We are in 1283A of You, the Owner's Manual. That's more than 20 years of doing this. And the key is it's what your take home is. Now, you probably know the Common Core standards in 2010 dropped the requirement for cursive handwriting be taught in public schools. It's a bad idea. Some studies indicate it deprives kids' brains of an important exercise that strengthens the integration of sensory perception and muscle activity. That's why around 27 states have passed laws that mandate or encourage cursive instruction in their classroom. But it isn't just a good way for kids. Why? Because the article in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience that just appeared found that how a person writes sentences that are dictated to them reveal challenges with memory and multitasking. That's because dictation calls for listening. It calls for processing language, converting sounds into written words, and coordinating movement. So how do you test it? Well, while I'm talking or while someone else is talking on a podcast or radio or TV, spend a minute listening and then write down what they've said in cursive writing. If you find you're writing slowly, or your letters are broken up or not attached smoothly, talk to your doc about getting a test for brain cognition and about getting into a brain wellness program with, you know, the simple things, manage blood pressure, get the right food, manage stress, avoid unforced errors like vaping or smoking or not wearing a helmet at the appropriate times when riding a bike, and think about, in fact, even the more aggressive ones. And we'll talk about four smells today, taking four smells every day, as well as maybe getting enough coffee, olive oil, blueberries, and of course, even thinking about therapeutic plasma exchange if you and your doctor agree. The Automega story, don't belly up to menopause symptoms. This is one, if you will, that more obesity increases your risk of greater menopause symptoms. So you want to be thin, and there's a good reason to choose a GLP drug as you're getting into menopause, because not only does it decrease dementia and decrease breast cancer and colon cancer risk, but it decreases at least four cancers substantially, as well as decreases the progression of lung disease, progression of kidney disease, progression of joint disease, progression of heart disease and arterial disease, and decreases dementia, in addition to causing weight loss. And so another side effect probably is that it decreases menopause symptoms. How do you recover your sense of smell, and why is it important? Because sense of smell correlates with dementia too. So what do you want to do? Well, you want to smell four smells deeply every day. Now, I use coffee and alcohol and onion and garlic, but you can use any of them. The ones they suggest are rose, lemon, cloves, and eucalyptus, but any of them you can get a hold of easily to smell. That coffee smells great. Take a few deep breaths and concentrate on your memory of the smell. That's a way of returning your smell and of helping to prevent dementia. Marriage decreases cancer risk. Marriage for men makes you younger at any age. Marriage for women over the age of 50, you get younger. That was longevity is the next disruptor number one. And we already told you about longevity number two. That was the story about the GLP-1s decrease the risk of cancer spread and dementia, as well as weight loss and cardiovascular benefits. Vitamin D decreases pain. Get your level measured. You want it between 50 and 80. Do whatever is necessary. Take the vitamin D3, not D2. We've now learned that D3 is more important than D2. Well, this has been Dr. Roizen from your Cleveland Clinic and talking about you, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or especially Podcast Health. We're brought to you as usual by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Relisium. That's really important to consider. If you're having problems with one of the GLP-1s or you're stepping up the dose, it decreases nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation, all of those. Take it for 2 days before, the day of, and 2 days after you give yourself the shot, and you'll feel much better. At least that's what 70% of people feel. And the other drug, of course, Truebiotics and bovine colostrum, other things that Life's First Naturals has on their website and markets and sells. Look at the data on why they chose the bacteria they do for Truebiotics. Randomized controlled trials they show on the website show how beneficial they are in certain conditions. And of course, the number four, longevity, Y-O-U-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y. That's the home of Roizen's Rules for a Younger You, as well as the longevity is the next disruptor, the well beyond wellness, and the Automega segment, all come from you, from forlongevity.com. And of course, you can go to my blog at Michael F. Roizen, no punctuation, Michael F. roizen.substack.com to see the blog of the week talking about the latest medical stories, just a couple of them, not all of them like I do here, and what they mean for you, and my take on some other hot stories like the biohacking story in both the Washington Post and the British Broadcasting Network, BBC, also did a story on biohacking. And my take on that is in this week coming up's blog. Make sure you tune into the B segment. We have wonderful guests, and you'll really get a kick out of learning more from the experts. I always learn more from them too. Thanks again.